Alexander Caldwell. Nice to meet you.
So, how did you get here?
Me? I was kind of dragged here by Professor Dorker. I was a part of his class, and we were working on a research project for energy production.
So, you mean he forced you to come?
I wouldn't exactly put it that way. Let's just say he tirelessly tries to convince me that I will do great things one day and help change the world.
I don't see why you couldn't. While I may not assume you work, and while I don't understand exactly what it is you do, you do seem like a very talented person. I'm sure you could make a difference.
Yeah, we'll see about that one. But thanks. Don't take this the wrong way, but that Adrian guy is a real fucking meathead.
Yeah, he can be a real pain sometimes. But he does take care of us.
Are you sure? It seems all he does is pick on you, specifically. I'm just saying, you don't deserve to be treated like that. Well, I better get back to work before I get chewed out. It was nice talking to you, Kev.
You too, Alexander.
Just call me Alex.
Oh, he forgot his drink.
Hey, Jan. We're nearly approaching Cygnus solar system. We'll be coming in hot, so we will need to disengage the subdrive as soon as we enter. Are you okay?
What makes you think I'm okay? The fact that you belittled my work? The fact that you made me seem like a complete narcissist? Yeah, that's what I thought.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Rebecca. Is everything all right?
Yeah. Dr. Jones and I were just running some diagnostics on the ship, and, we have a problem. I can't remember what it's called.
There is a problem with one of the engines. It seems it was damaged during the skirmish, and the fuel intake is causing a reversal of heat production, and is freezing over. If the engine is not repaired in time, we will be ripped to shreds.
Yeah, that.
But if it weren't for Rebecca, I wouldn't have noticed it myself. We have her to thank for noticing.
Thanks.
So, what do you need from us, then?
We're going to have to exit from subspace earlier than anticipated and repair the engine manually.
Wait, what? We can't just pop in and out of subspace whenever we want. It takes very precise calculations, and lots.
I am well aware of the specifics, Mr. Wildenson. However, we have no choice.
Are you positive? We could crash into a star or bounce into a black hole, and that would end our trip pretty quickly.
As long as we exit before the engine recycles, we should be clear.
Call everyone up, Jan. We're gonna
need
everyone.
Tyler, I am not your damn servant. You don't get to just boss me around like I'm some monkey waiting to take orders.
You know what, Jan? I am getting real sick and tired of you complaining. I am the captain assigned to this ship.
Could we perhaps save this for another time?
Yeah.
Well, I think I have you beat again.
I would have done better if he didn't keep bumping into me.
I wish I had a chance to blast some more of those Denir scumbags before we left. I swear Prawn Denir will find himself at the end of my gun barrel.
I think the military has you beat. There's no way Denir's forces will take on the entire defense grid.
I hope you're right.
All main personnel report to the bridge immediately.
Now what?
Do you think it's that important?
They probably broke something. I honestly don't trust these kids with a pet rat, let alone the halberd. You go relax. I'll go to the bridge and see what's going on.
There you are. See? Wasn't too difficult.
Yeah, after about a million times of doing the same thing over and over.
Practice makes perfect, Alexander.
Doing the same thing over and over again? I thought that was the definition of insanity.
Now you know that doesn't exactly apply in this context. Nice try.
Hey, guys.
I'm sorry, it's Kev, right?
Yeah, sorry, I haven't properly introduced myself.
Is there something I can help you with?
Actually, just bringing Alexander his drink. You, left it in the mess hall.
Oh, yeah, thanks.
Alexander, how many times have I told you food and beverages are not allowed in the laboratory?
One, two, carry the 10. Too many?
I need you to take this seriously.
You're right. Here, for the safety of the lab, and so that I am following the guidelines, I guess I just have to stop working for now.
Where are you going?
Just following the rules.
All main personnel, report to the bridge immediately.
Well, I guess we all have to stop working. Come on.
Kev, I need you to report back here with the squad. Adrian is going to the bridge, and we need to debrief everyone.
I can go with him. I already know that...
That is an order, Kev.
Right away. Looks like I have to report back. We'll hang out some more, Alex.
Yeah.
This is not a playground, Alexander. We are not here to make friends and discard our work objective. I mean it. I could have chosen anyone else, but instead...
You chose me. That's only the 100th time you've told me that. If I am really that valuable, then give me some field work when we get there.
In time. Just be patient.
You're impossible.
Alright, what did you break this time, Wildenson?
Shut it, Smith. This is serious.
Apparently.
Everyone, listen up. We are going to pull out of subspace early. Adrian, we will need to utilize your team to help me with the engine. It seems it was hit during the battle. As soon as we drop out, we will have to do a walk on the ship and fix the engine manually. If we don't get it fixed quickly, we will be blown to smithereens.
Great flying, kid. You basically just...
I don't want to hear it, jackass.
Can we please just stop with the name-calling and get into position?
Yeah.
Adrian, bring your team up to the first deck. As soon as we drop out, we'll have Quentin meet them by the airlock.
Yeah, sure, whatever. Delta Squad, listen up. Our idiot pilot banged up the ship in the battle, and we have to escort one of the engineers to the rear of the ship when we drop out of subspace. Kev, Sarah, I need you to get the link cables ready. Everyone else, we will need you to hold them in place so they don't come loose. Everyone make your way to Deck 1, and have your protection suits prepped and on. And, hold on to something. Whenever you're ready, Wildenson.
Dropping out in 3, 2, 1.
Ty, look out!
Nobody told me about an asteroid field!
Seems we jumped a little too late. We're not far from the planet.
Son of a
bitch! Find a spot and shut off everything, quickly.
I'm trying!
It's now or never.
We're clear! Shutting down the engines.
Comets! One is heading right for us. We need to move.
I just turned them off.
Then turn them back on.
Shit.
We're hit on engine one. I can't get a reading.
Ah! Rebecca! Are you okay?
I'm fine.
But the ship isn't fine. That comet knocked us towards the planet. Jim, help me pull us back. Turn on the rear thrusters.
The thrusters are locked. I can't bring them to the landing position. Ty, give me something.
Engine 1 is completely offline, and the leak on subdeck 12 is freezing engine 2.
Dr. Parker, are the escape pods functional?
No, Miss Stone, they're all completely offline.
All crew of the Halbert X, head towards Deck 1. Buckle in and brace for impact.
I'm going to die. I'm going to die. I'm going to die.
Snap out of it, Jones! We've entered the atmosphere. The gusts are pulling us everywhere.
Adrian, where is your team?
Delta 4, this is Delta Lee. Do you copy? Are you on the main deck?
You're almost there.
What the?
10,000 feet!
All map systems are offline. I can't get any readings. Rebecca, can you pinpoint their location on your tool?
8,000 feet, guys!
Damn it, what is it?
Rebecca, what's going on?
6,000 feet!
And where do you think you're—
Shut up, you dolt! I'm going over to—
Are you insane? We're about to crash. Rebecca, where are
Your
they?
Hands off of me, Parker!
2,000! Deploying safety shoe!
Rebecca! There!
Oh, shit.
Shoot fail! Guys, 1,000 feet! Brace for impact!